Authentic Real English from the BBC.
Hi, I'm Finn, and this is Authentic Real English. And this is Feifei, a very sad-looking Feifei, by the way.
Sorry, Finn.
I sympathize with you more than you know. My grandfather and my father were the best fishermen ever. And when I go fishing, all I catch is a cold.
你做不了渔夫，打不上鱼。可是你们家所有亲戚都是捕鱼高手，就你不行。不过你说我怎么就没能赢得这个厨艺大赛呢？我觉得我做的馅饼色香味俱全，甜点蛋糕也入口即化。
Feifei, sometimes we've got to accept that we just can't cut the mustard.
What? Can't cut the mustard? 我不会切芥末，什么意思？我不但知道我做的甜点芥末使用量了多少，我还加了适量的奶酪和鸡蛋。用筛过的面粉。
Hey, calm down. This has nothing to do with your cooking skills. In English, when you say someone or something can't cut the mustard, you mean that it's not good enough.
哦，原来你不是觉得我不会做饭，你是在说我今天没有达到要求的水准，所以没有获胜。Can't cut the mustard 的意思就是没有达到标准，没能成功。
Yes, I wouldn't dare to doubt your cooking ability, Feifei. So, we say can't cut the mustard, or we can also say don't or doesn't cut the mustard. Listen out for these examples of how to use this expression.
I know the borough of Milton Keynes well. It's a charming place. But it doesn't cut the mustard where tourism is concerned.
I won't study architecture. I'm bad at drawing.I just can't cut the mustard.
Now I get it. 不过想想这个表达其实挺奇怪的。
Yes, it is. But it's also very popular, especially in America. Here in Britain, you might hear a shorter version like, he can't cut it.
在美语中人们通常使用 can't cut the mustard 这个短语，而在英国大多数人都会喜欢说 he can't cut it. And now...为了证明给你我的厨艺其实是很不错的，我隆重的邀请你周末到我们家共进午餐。
Oh lovely. And what is on the menu?
你刚才不是说那个提到捕鱼的事儿，那我就给你做这个我的拿手好菜，吞拿鱼和巧克力派。
Tuna and chocolate pie?Sorry, I think I won't be able to make it this weekend, Feifei. I've got to go, fishing. Bye!
你要去钓鱼？啊，没关系，我给你做好，留着。Bye!
This is Authentic Real English from the BBC.
这里是 BBC 地道英语。